Well, the first time I came here was 1959. And actually it was to this house, which was half of the house. It was two houses, this one. A family next door and a family here. And no toilets. You had to go out the back, you had to go round and out the back to a shed for toilet. That was 1959. And I believe then they just had electricity, because the family was about the first to have a TV up in this area.
1959. So what brought you here?
Meeting Alistair, my husband.
And where did you meet him?
Inverness. He was a motorcyclist. And he'd stopped and asked me, would I like a run? And I says, no, and I wouldn't go with him the first time. Then he tried again, and I said no again. Third time lucky, I went.
So you were living in Inverness?
Yes.
Yes. Were you working?
I was a chemist assistant in Inverness. We got married on the 6th of August, 1960. It wasn't a very long engagement. We got engaged in the December of 59, and I'm married on the 6th of August. Then the first child came on July 1961.
As they do.
Yes. And then the second one on the 1964, in the March. And just after Evan was born, I can remember the new hall opened, 1964.
That's right. So you say you had an outside toilet. And this you only had half of this house?
Yes.
So how much accommodation did you have?
One bedroom up the stairs, and one here and one there. This was our bedroom here and a bedroom there. Through that door was below the stairs, which was called the pantry. And you come in the door there, and it was the sink was there, and a black range here. With the, you know, you went into it, like a big hole really, a big high mantelpiece with the cupboard here and a cupboard there. And I remember it edged with brass. And I remember going into this cupboard and ripping my arm on the brass, cutting my arm as I was in. It's funny how things come back. There's a piano there. This house was, my husband was a motorcyclist who had a lot of friends, and this house was parked every Sunday because all the cyclists used to come out, and it was a happy house.
He was from Inverness?
No, he was from here.
He was from here?
This was his home. Yeah. But it was a railway house at the time. My father-in-law was a ganger in the railway, and it was a very happy place. Mm-hmm. And my father and mother-in-law did a lot for the village. Concerts in the old hall, mm-hmm. which was next to Betty's garden. Mm-hmm. They did a lot there. He was a drummer, my father-in-law. He was great at Harry Lauder.
Oh, he was brilliant.
I still have a Harry Lauder stick through there.
You still got a stick?
Yes.